What up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a new podcast. I mean, it's not really a new podcast, but it's a podcast where we sometimes talk about crazy stories that you submit to internet@kevonstage.com. All the stories that we get to this season from viewers like you, PBS. Today's guest, Cornelia Stradwick, who had her own phone and her own phone number. Dustin Nickerson, Tony Baker, the rest of us were working class.
Yeah.
Stop we made it. Our we way through the class. World.
Made our way through the class. World. We had to walk to the living room to take a phone call. Cornelia just reached over and picked
up. Working first class. There's a level.
All right. So this first story, and also if you don't know, the comedians don't know the story until I read it to them. This first story, I feel like it's going to be right up Tony Baker's alley.
Oh.
Dream job. This Japanese man who gets paid to do nothing. Okay, Soji Morimoto has what some would see as the dream job. He gets paid to do pretty much nothing. 38-year-old Tokyo resident charges 10,000 yen, which is 71 US, per booking to accompany clients and simply exist as a companion. Quote, basically, I rip myself out. My job is to be wherever my clients want me to be and do nothing in particular. Mm. Adding that he handled some four. Actually, Tony probably hates this as I read it. This is probably the worst thing Tony Baker would ever do. He added that he had 4,000 sessions in the past 4 years. One of his jobs, he just goes to a park and seesaws with someone else. And then this other person wanted him
38.
This other person wanted him to accompany them to the train and wave to them as they got sent off.
Aww. So he put up the train session.
Wow.
71 bucks.
He's a companion.
People are hiring friends.
Why would you think this would be me?
That's why I changed my mind.
The do nothing part.
The do nothing part was you. But then I realized he actually has to do a lot and be with people. He does turn down offers sometimes. Once he turned down an offer to move a fridge.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a move. You're a mover. That's a different job.
Yeah. Watch out.
And he turns down any requests of sexual nature.
Okay.
So basically
he's just
people want companionship. They want to go out to eat. This time he went out to lunch with somebody.
Dang. For $71 a pop?
An hour.
Man. I mean, that's a decent gig.
You're going to feel pretty confident about your...
Do they pay for the food, too?
Yeah, they pay for everything.
I pay for my own meals.
You pay for your own meal.
You got to be pretty confident in your personality to be like, you can rent me out. I don't have that kind of confidence.
No.
Yeah, and I feel like only he can get away with this because when black women say, we want to be compensated for our time, then it's a problem. Okay? He get to do it, but we don't get to do it. I can't be compensated for my time?
Yeah.
No, I'm a golden.
Yeah, I'm a golden.
That's hilarious.
He get to do it.
The girls was winner.
He get to do it. I don't understand. $71? I can live with that.
An hour?
Oh, that's perfect. Two and a half hour date.
My personality is worth money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
I'm confident in my personality. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm a good time.
Don't a good
in
time.
Person. Once you get me, I'm a good time. Right. I'm hard to get, though.
Tony be inside.
Man, I'm hard to
Tony
get me. Once
Tony
you get me, though.
Indoors.
Feet crossed.
Man.
With the cat. Baby, you midnight.
Shirt off.
Movies. Good luck trying to get me. But once you got me, though, I'm a good
time. Just giving them compliments.
Oh, I'm a good ass time.
Oh, yeah.
Seesaw.
I don't know that I would need this because I really enjoy being alone.
Yeah.
Like I didn't, when I was a kid, or when I was not a kid, but when I was younger, I used to be like, I can't go to the movies by myself. I can't go to dinner by myself.
Now it's a fantasy.
Yeah. When I'm on the road, how many?
One.
Oh.
Put me in the corner.
Tony, when my wife and I have like a lunch together and it's just at the home, I'm like, can you eat in a different room? I want to eat and watch YouTube. On my phone.
By myself.
I don't want to talk to you right now. Let me have this. Just let me have my hummus or my oatmeal, whatever meal I'm having right now. Just let me have this.
Let me have it.
That's one thing about...
And watch whatever I want on YouTube. No. I want a customized experience. I don't want to have to deal with what you might say.
Oh. But for $71...
Dustin would pay someone to not be with him.
Right. No. I would pay you to go away. I would pay
$71 an hour to leave me alone for 2 hours. Yeah.
I'd be by myself. On the road, I'd be by myself.
Love it.
Remember
the movie pass days? Did you ever get movie
pass?
On the
movie
road?
Yeah.
Tony had a movie pass, right?
I get movie pass and I go see a movie I've seen 3 times and just text on my phone in the back row. It's the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Better than the first time I saw it. No one there. Just me. I don't even remember I have a wife and kids.
It's something about the movie theater, man. You just elsewhere.
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just gone. Off the grid.
No. Oh.
And then when you tell people I'm at the movies, everybody backs off.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Like,
oh,
no matter what. You can turn your phone off.
Be like, hey, I'm at the movie.
Oh,
my bad. I'm sorry.
My bad. Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
They respect that more than anything.
Your spouse could be like, yo, I fell in the river. I'm in the car. I'm at the movies. Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
I figured out. I can swim.
When the movie's over, could you come get me out of the well?
Yes.
Could you? I'm in the well, but it's all right. It's still daylight.
I got you. The movie's wrapping up.
After the movie.
For sure. For sure. They start whispering in the text.
Yeah.
For sure. Just hit me up when it's over. Enjoy the movie. How is it so far? Who did it?
Yeah.
Who was the killer? People respect that movie.
I'm a great time, too, but I feel like I'm a great time with people I already know and like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
New people. That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
New people.
For the 71, and you just talking about dumb stuff or what? And now I'm like,
because I got to test your energy.
Yeah.
Because I could be a good time to a new person, but the energy got to be right.
Right.
And if not, I can't force it.
And you got to be a good time based on what they want to do. You can't pick the activity.
No.
Right. That's the thing.
Moving
the refrigerator, you ain't going to get
that's
the serotonin.
The
gonna
wave at the train one's real sad.
That's kind of sad.
That's real.
But low key was probably the stun on somebody. Let's say you had like your ex was on the train with you. And you like, I'm going to pay you the 71. Show up at the train station. Platform 2.
Yeah. This is the 71.
Follow the train.
Yeah. Follow the train.
Wave.
Yeah. I'm going to look out the window and be like, yo, who is that?
This is like the guy.
He won't leave me alone.
He going to see me.
This is like the guy that hires a prostitute to go to his high school reunion. Be like, right. No, I'm got to rent a Cadillac. No, I got friends.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. People miss me. This person said I'm leaving.
The thing when I travel, I'm in my own world. I think because I travel so much, it just be like I got my flight playlist.
Yeah,
R&B is great for flights. Snow Allegra, SZA, Her, they make great takeoff and relax music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got my shows queued
up. Where you're sitting on the plane.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortable up there.
Pretty comfortable. Doesn't even matter if they have TVs on them. I got my own
secret airport entrance.
I don't want to be worried about whether they have TVs or not.
I'll be on another tarmac.
Yeah. Delta drove you out there.
Yes. Delta takes me and they pick me up and carry me on the plane.
They place you down.
They lower you.
Man,
I they put the roof of the plane on top after
exactly.
him.
Like, yeah,
seal that up.
I was by myself this weekend in D.C. Man, I took a walk.
Yeah.
I had lunch.
Yeah,
D.C.
is a great city.
D.C. is a great American city.
I'm alone 80% of the time. Now.
All right.
80%?
I am too. Me too.
Probably 80% of the time.
80%
I'm alone.
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, because you work from home too.
Well, and it's hard for me to. I don't like getting people together no more. I don't got time. You want to go? I ain't got the time. I'll just go. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, no. That's true.
I'll just head out.
I don't mind doing things by myself. Yeah. I like Melissa's company is great. She's great added value. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, I didn't want to do stuff unless somebody would go with me.
Right.
Now,
right.
I don't mind experiencing things that I like alone by myself.
Yeah.
I go to a museum, my family don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And now, see, when they go, I know y'all don't want to be here. You're rushing me.
Yeah. Right.
So if y'all don't want to go, stay at the hotel. I'll be in there. I'll read placards all day.
Yeah. Stay away from
my hand
McGee.
By my back.
This is why.
Yeah. So the great Chinese emperor Ho Chi Minh.
This is why I don't like watching movies with people because I don't want them to maybe not like it.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't care about, if you're not happy, I don't care about
it. I want y'all
I don't
to stay
to
away
with
from
that.
Me.
Yeah, let me
I'll be telling
the
them
movie.
On the road sometimes, I'll be like, don't come with me. No, we're going to come with you, Tone. No.
Tone.
Y'all going to mess up my little vibe.
Tony wants to go get vegan biscuits.
Yeah.
I
nobody's
love these biscuits.
Like,
and then they was like, yo, Tone, you going to get the biscuits? Yeah. I'm like, why are you asking?
And then if they don't like the biscuit,
that's
then,
what I'm saying.
Then they give you a hard time.
These are the biscuits you was hyping
up? I like this biscuit.
I don't want to hear none of that.
Yeah. Let me see this movie. Let me have my biscuits.
Tony,
I didn't
invite you in the first place.
I was like, oh, here we go.
Tony, now this is coming from Tony.
Tony turned into a crab.
He punched his friend. Who he was at his friend's house.
Oh, yeah.
He punched him because he was following him around.
Absolutely.
The friend was following Tony around in the friend's house.
Yeah.
And Tony turned around and stole on him.
Well, I didn't turn around. I told him. I was like, yo, quit following me, man.
Yeah.
Because I noticed he was following me.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some time. I'm like, wait, is he following me? So I go to a different room. Here he come. Yeah. I go to another room. Here he come. I'm like, yo, man.
He just wanted to be around
quit
with you.
Quit following me, man. No. He was like, it's my house. And I had no rebuttal. Yeah. So.
Bye.
You know what? Well, these are my hands. Oh. Are you still on him right then?
Yeah.
This is my house.
He said, this is my house. Yeah. I had no rebuttal. So I was like, you're right.
Bye.
Get a punch my way
then
out of
what?
Here.
Y'all just went back to like, y'all just went back to like.
And then I went home.
Yeah.
Left. Left the scene.
Tussled up, went home. We
that's
were friends.
The same
we were friends
energy
right
of the biscuit.
Though.
Yeah. She was like, man, dude, yo, because if y'all don't like them,
yeah.
Man,
yeah,
I don't want
yeah.
to
go.
Like,
yeah.
Why are the biscuits nasty?
The biscuits were outrageously delicious.
Right.
Tony.
So now I feel like he was harboring biscuits for me.
There was no guarantee that you would like them.
He was harboring biscuits.
Everyone's got a different mouth.
Exactly.
They don't.
B. Lou didn't like them.
I hate when people don't like a meal that I picked out.
Oh, man.
Or something.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, they're going to bring it up.
Because a lot of times I'll go to places that I haven't been to before. But they like Tony said, they got a little spot over here. So they coming with me. I can't vouch for the place, but they still putting it on me.
Yeah.
And then if it's nasty, they like, man, Tony, man. And then they be lying in my face.
Yeah.
They be like, this is good. Then they get around the other friends.
Man,
Tony
got,
had me eating some bullshit.
No.
And I'm like, man, you just said it was good. So now I just be like, just leave me alone, yo.
It's not my, I like this. That's why when you're like, when you get in a relationship, a real relationship is walking
Tony,
into a food court and going,
grandma.
Where do you want to eat? You go here. I'm going to Panda Express. You go here.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I get why some couples do separate bedrooms.
Oh, for
oh,
sure.
I get it.
Listen, I don't want to get into this too much because I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
Too loud.
Jada Pinkett and Will basically been divorced since 2016, they said, living separate lives. They were like, listen, the house is big enough for us to enjoy our whole lives and still be around each other.
Yeah.
Patrick Cloud maintains he would only get married if he could live in his own house and she could live in her house and they could visit with one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching The Crown, Queen Elizabeth and your boy.
Yeah, he was never in there. Goopy
said, what
are
you doing?
She
was
always
carrying
the
room. She was like, what are you doing in my room? Why
he's
are
like,
you
I want to spend time with you. She was like, what the? Get out.
He punched his way out.
Told him to get out.
Yeah.
She was like, get out of my room. What
but
are
that's
you
a range, though.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I get it, though.
Yeah.
But her face was. What the hell are you doing? Why are you in my room?
She's like, is it Tuesday? What are you talking about? What are
you
doing?
I didn't know it was arranged. And then they, you know, a lot of times arranged, they eventually come together.
Yeah.
They never came together.
No.
She was flabbergasted.
Man.
I enjoy Melissa's company, but also the pandemic made us realize part of healthy relationship is the distance.
Oh,
you got to do your own thing.
I need to miss you, man.
Yeah. That's it. My wife is my best friend, but I don't always want a friend.
I'm saying, man. Why are you following me?
I don't want no friend right now.
Because sometimes spouses be following us, man. Why are you following me, man?
I don't want. I just listen, man. I just want to.
Why are you always in my bed?
Yeah.
I don't even want a friend right now.
No.
I don't really like me at the moment.
Yeah. No. No.
If I could leave myself alone, I would separate.
What part of what I'm putting out right now makes you think I want to talk to anybody, man? I don't like me right now. I don't like what's going on in here.
But hold on. So now if Melissa at this point said, you know what, let's have separate bedrooms.
No.
You would be like, what the fuck? Like, you would be pissed.
Yes. I need you to put your foot on me at night.
No.
I need the reassurance of the cold foot.
The cold foot.
Because if the foot's not on me, then we're beefing. I need the moment of true love is the I feel her finding her way through the covers.
To put the toe.
She lands the cold feet on my thigh.
Yeah.
We're good. If we ain't good, the cold feet is nowhere. Mm. There's tension through the middle of the bed. I know we're good. Now I'm so used to sleeping with her that
I couldn't
imagine. That's why
you die.
Divorce, dating apps, if we got divorced, it's over.
Yeah.
For me.
I'm never even gonna
go into that.
You're just gonna be a hoe.
But dating apps,
I might not ever have sex again.
Dating ain't hard for men with money.
Huh?
That's true. Men with money do not have problems dating.
That is
a poor man's struggle.
That is true.
Y'all would be just fine.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't.
But the idea of just
meeting. I can make it.
I can't even.
Other than the ones you
kill. I can't even dispute what's happening.
In the bedroom.
Men with money, men with money don't have that problem.
But I don't want it. There's so much understanding. There's so much.
That's what it is. I'm too insecure.
Bruh.
I don't want anyone else to look at me naked. Again, Dustin. I don't want to be like to anybody else.
You got to start over?
Eyes. Yeah.
New judgment.
Fresh eyes on your neck and ball sacks?
Yeah, no.
On the helmet?
No.
It's new judgment.
No.
You don't have the memories, inside jokes?
No.
This helmet come with other stuff.
I know. I saw, we saw the stretch marks together. There are stretch marks.
It's a family unit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just there's a togetherness.
It does take
to
a while for me to get comfortable being naked around someone new.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I'm never really comfortable anyway.
You be having your shirt off on Instagram. You look comfortable.
Because I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There somebody with me, the shirt is on.
I be butt naked alone.
Yeah.
I love my naked body. Ain't nothing to be proud of.
Dude, when I get to a
what up, little helmet? He be like, hey, man.
Dude, hotel rooms?
Hotel room?
I don't know if I've ever worn clothes in a hotel room.
I be, turn the AC down.
On them stranger, those stranger sheets.
I say
sheets.
My grace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I say my grace.
Not in Paris.
Not
in Paris.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I might not go to Paris. You're too naked. I might not see Paris for 5 years.
Yeah, Paris.
You got bed bugs. No. You got bed bugs.
Yeah. Paris on timeout.
Yeah.
No.
But my own naked. Some people are not comfortable naked.
I don't be naked a lot, man. I'm not comfortable naked.
I don't really be naked.
I'd be
either.
Naked.
I'll be getting
not by yourself?
Quick. No.
Not by
when
really?
I get out of the shower and lathered up, I'll be immediately.
Really?
Get some
no,
drugs.
I like to air dry.
I'm a house coat kind of girl.
Really?
Yeah, I put the house coat on. I love a good house coat.
Man. No, I like that. I like to dry.
You're too young to be so old.
No. I like the way. No, see, this
house
is
house coat is old black house woman.
Listen, I am an old black woman.
Let me get a word that's original.
They've been calling me Auntie
see,
Julia
we,
since
you
I was
have,
19
you
years old.
Because then you got old energy.
I got old energy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel uncomfortable, 100%. Though?
The house
putting clothes. No, the house coat. Getting dressed that soon out of the shower?
No, this is what I do. I get out the shower, I dry off. Now I've been doing the wet. I've just been staying wet and just lotion up. While wet.
Okay.
I've heard that this is better for your skin.
Seep into the skin.
So I've been doing that.
Okay.
So I do that, and then I put the underwear
just
on
slimy,
immediately.
Underwear.
I lotion up the nethers in the thighs, draws right on top of that.
Really?
The drawers be getting the lotion too. It be lotion on the drawers.
That's so uncomfortable.
Then I be like,
so
boom. Then I put the towel back on the rack. I turn the little fan on in the bathroom to get the mist out. And then I start getting dressed.
No.
After
shower,
outfit.
I don't have an item of clothing on for at least an hour.
Really?
Dang.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Especially on the road. When I'm in a hotel, I put something on YouTube, watching, cruising, sip a coffee.
I might sleep in drawers in the hotel.
Yeah.
If we got that early, like 3 a.m. lobby call,
you
I might
you
take a nap in the drawers.
Okay.
Because I'm already packed. I got everything packed. All I got to do is throw on my travel clothes.
Right.
That's when I'll be like,
but what do you normally sleep in otherwise?
Usually like a tank top and shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it, man.
And drawers.
And drawers.
Draw socks, tank top. That's my
three-piece suit.
It's pajamas. Yeah,
three
your pajamas.
Yep, that's my PJs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Listen. Sometimes I might be topless. I don't know.
Yeah.
But usually I got
if it's hot.
Not necessarily heat. Just
you sleep in socks, Tony?
Sometimes, yeah.
No. That's sociopathic.
If it's cold, you gotta put the socks on.
No.
Sometimes I sleep
you
with
just
socks.
Your feet be cold?
My feet don't get cold like that.
My feet get cold.
Really?
I got a little warmer at the base of the bed.
Sleeping in socks is
a little
I don't want my toes getting strangled down there. It's hard to relax.
I used to be in socks 24/7.
Yeah.
Choked out.
I used around to be in the socks house, I'm a sock or a slipper guy.
Yeah.
I like that. But
I got the
in
slides
the bed,
on the house.
That is nice. I like socks in a slide.
Yeah, that's me all day.
That's comfort
that's
right there.
Yeah. But yeah, usually, like last night, I slept with socks on.
Why?
I'm just used to having socks on.
Sometimes I sleep with socks. My feet, I have cold feet. I'm a woman. You know, girls, we got cold feet.
Cold feet.
That's true. My wife, she sleeps cold, but still socks off. But she'll have like sweat. She'll have sweatpants, a t-shirt, and like a flannel on.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's sleeping with the full rug.
Yeah,
cold. It's cold.
She's got the full Ross rack on.
Let
me freeze.
She's thin. I'm like warming her in the middle of the night. Stay warm, honey.
Yeah, stay warm. Hang in there. Stay with us.
Get the vitals going.
Stay with us.
Don't slip.
Don't go into the light. I know you're cold.
But then it is kind of crazy, but then a lot of time in the middle of the night, she'll not have the blanket on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like she likes the clothes
mm-hmm.
than That's the it. Blanket experience, not
yeah.
me. I want to be freezing in my underwear, in my blanket.
In the blanket.
AC going, cold.
Last night I did something weird. I was laying down and I didn't even get under the covers yet.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep. And so I slept on top of the covers and then I woke up at like 5. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
You had no idea. Yeah, what I was time just like,
what's happening right now? And because I woke up on my own and I knew I had the alarm clock set for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, man. And then it was 5. Then I got under the covers.
Right.
Then it felt right.
What room temperature do you guys want?
70 something.
It got to be cool. And then I have the fan on.
Like cool, like what? 70? 70, 72?
72, 73 for me.
Yeah. If I'm like, look, not 70. That's cold. That's freezing. Yeah.
See, I'm
maybe
colder.
Like, yeah, like 72, 73, 74, fan. Even at least even the sheet. I have to have something on me.
Yeah.
So I get the sheet or the blanket.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Gotta have some more.
I'm cold. On the hotel, when I'm on the road, 65.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Cold as it'll let me get.
Jesus Christ.
Cold as it'll let me get.
Damn, bro. Freeze me. Frosty the snowman over here.
I can't sleep in heat either, though, so I get you.
Yeah, I hate waking up hot.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be cool.
Worse.
Yeah.
I'd rather be cold than hot.
I got the blanket.
Yeah.
It makes me.
The blanket helps, man. It's cozy.
But I like 65?
I like a warm room when I'm on the road. I like to bump the heat up for when I get back.
That's another comedian told us that recently, Jay Phillips.
It's like a hug from the room.
Yeah.
You get in, it's nice.
It's cozy.
But then,
turn this
shit
down. It's a 10-degree switch for me. It's like 75 to 65 when it's nighttime.
That's a big switch.
Yeah.
I'll be freezing.
I can't pull that off at home, though. The kids will freeze.
Yeah. Once you live with people, they'd be like, yo, because it's just me and the cats. So yeah, like, look, man, the temperature going to be what I say it is. Cats. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? I don't want to hear nothing from y'all either.
Well, didn't that one try to burn your house down?
Oh, yeah, midnight, man.
You need to throw him outside.
He
had put him out.
Cat?
Yeah, he got up on the stove and hit one of the switches, so he turned the flame on.
Oh, wow.
And it was burning the tea kettle. I come home, tea kettle just lit. I'm like, man, what the hell is this? Trying to kill me, man, literally. So now my stove, now I got like spikes over the eyes and some balloons over the other half.
Is
of the
that
stove.
Normal for cats? Or is that your, just your cats?
It's probably an accident.
The cats?
No, that's cats don't.
Turning the stove on?
Yeah, or having to put all of that on the stove for the cats.
This is the first time I've had to do battle with a cat for this long over popping up on the counters and stove.
What's this cat?
Because normally at midnight. Because the other cat, Dapper, he doesn't jump up there. Like, he don't get up there. He don't hop on the counter. But midnight, oh, you best believe he be looking, too. Because I can tell when he about to do it, because he'll be watching me in the kitchen for mad long. He'd be like, yeah, as soon as you get out of here, Tone, I'm up there.
It's nice that he turned the flame on and not just the gas.
No, it's not, man.
No, but I mean,
he was trying to burn
the
house.
He turned
down
the flame on to something that was on the eye.
Oh.
The tea kettle was on the eye.
Yeah, okay.
Off
you're right.
to the cocked off to the side.
Right,
so the flame was going, burning the tea kettle.
Both are bad. What I'm saying is he could have killed you if you would have just gas leaked you on
and
the
then
oven.
I would have woke up, got a cigarette, but boom. Boom. Blew up. But like now I have little things on the stove to where the little child joints.
Yeah.
The way you can't just turn the stove on. Because I'll be seeing this paw prints up there.
You can so if you like, is he an indoor cat only?
Yeah, they both indoor. I don't
put
do that
him
in
out.
Out.
You got to teach him a lesson. Put I him mean, on the street for a day.
But I feel
get
like
out.
Even if he hit the streets, it's freedom in the streets. So then he going to come back with bad habits.
You think it's going to make it worse?
Yeah. He was like, man, in the streets, I didn't have to do none of this.
Your
shit.
Friends are a bad influence.
I peed and doo-dooed everywhere I wanted to in the streets.
Put him
so
out.
The couch is fair game. Because in the streets, we just pee and shit wherever we want.
You got cats? What do you got?
No, I think I want a dog.
Yeah.
A big dog or a little dog?
I want like one of the poodle mixes.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
You guys canceled?
Baby poodle.
Yeah.
I was my agent. They were like, she was like, so Paris wants the show to go on. I don't care what Paris wants.
They do?
They're like, man, it ain't
even that bad.
It's a problem more globally than locally.
Oh, that makes you feel better.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Yeah.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
I was like, listen, man.
De toi.
Nobody wants to do this. I said Tony Baker don't want to do it.
You
Tony Baker
name
on you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
bad
how she
said,
on
he actually said Tony wants to cancel.
No,
I want
to
do it.
That's what
I
wanted to do.
I
want to
do it. Tony,
I'll do anything.
Parents will never have me again.
Yeah, me either. We in there together though. I was like, listen, nobody wants to do it. The audience doesn't want
to
do it.
That's a long trip to not to feel
That's a long trip to get you.
On the train. Once I saw the train,
I was excited about that.
Paris is, I want to go to Paris. It was really nice.
I was excited.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
Yeah,
I would love. I was super, and I was going to get a train ride. I was super excited.
Dang.
Now I got to cancel.
Yeah, we got to do a lot of stuff.
Ugh.
Let's just stop the episode. We got to do so much crap. Love y'all. We'll be back in 3 weeks with this group. Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to get a small dog. Maybe like a 20-something pound. I want a poodle mix.
Mm. Yeah.
Get you a Monty size, man. He's
I want a little
size.
Bigger than him. Yeah. Well, how big is Monty?
He about that size.
I want like a...
He's heavy, though.
I want Monty's a little weight on that. He bigger than that? Oh, that's all
he's
he
about
get.
That. He's about 25 pounds.
Oh, Monty ain't little.
He look little on Instagram.
It's just because he be humping Tony's
man,
leg.
He be humping me, man.
Really?
He don't hump nobody else.
Oh, but he
But he like Tony Baker, coochie for me.
Oh, is he?
Man, he looking right
at me. He be looking at me in the eyes, man.
And we're inclusive. Is he? Does he like guys? Does he like guys?
I don't know. He never humped nobody else, regardless.
He might be attracted,
me?
He attracted to you.
I don't know. Maybe it's the cat smell on you.
It could be that.
He'd be like, man, you got some unlucky.
Something. I don't know what it is. He'd be looking at me, too. He'd be like.
But you haven't seen him since he got.
I've seen him once since he got, and he wasn't on me.
Yeah, he's.
So
he's,
maybe not his balls
broken
have been
now.
Yeah, yeah, doesn't got the dog
when
in
he
him
got
anymore.
His balls taken.
Yeah.
He came home and he looked at me like you wouldn't take this. It felt so personal between he had the cone on.
Yeah.
He was just like, you left me.
Yeah.
I'm not even
we
a man
anymore. I thought we were friends.
Bruh. Yeah. I got nothing
my
now.
My balls, man.
The sack is still there. There's just nothing in the sack.
Imagine somebody doing that to you.
Yeah.
They just leave it.
And then you got to
the
live with them.
The sack just gets smaller eventually.
And then you still live with them. Home. They bring you back home like you didn't. They didn't just
you
ruin your life.
You stand with me. I'm like, yo, come live with me.
Yeah.
I'll take you somewhere. They take your balls.
Yeah.
And then you go home with
and then
cone
you're like,
on,
here's your food. Like, what?
There you go.
You want me to eat?
I thought we were friends. I'm a prisoner.
And also you have the cone.
You got the cone.
And the cone, he was trying to get to the food and the cone.
This is Saw. This is like, now I'm like being tortured by you.
Because the first day when he came back, he had no energy. He was like.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
He's
not his manhood.
He's not, he's trying to figure out what he lives for now.
Right.
Oh, man.
It was tough.
Balls, though.
He couldn't even.
I can't do it, man. Can't do it with dogs.
You don't have them?
Never will.
Really?
I don't want to be that sad when they die.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that too. And it's way too early for that thought.
You got to choose. Yeah. Someone needs to make a chart of like pet analysis of like the factors are like how much work they are and how sad are you going to be when they die.
Yeah.
Those are,
I'm going to be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I get a dog, I'm
because
gonna be sad.
That's why dog
be
is
my
like,
best friend. I already know.
Dog is lose. A lot of work and super sad when they die. Cats, less work, less sad when they die. Yeah, I mean, yours is a lot of work. You're just trying to burn your house down.
You need to put midnight out. He bad. Get him out.
Yeah. It's like a...
Tim Tebow's dog died, and he put it on TikTok when he was at the vet.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't... Aww. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
That's what getting a dog is. You're like, I'm going to be real sad in like 15
why
years.
Why do we keep doing this to ourselves?
I don't know. I literally asked
you know you're
like,
not going to outlive... You know that pet is not going to outlive you.
This is terrible.
How are we doing this?
Monty's breed is like usually 15 years.
Based on the kids.
Right. So on his second birthday, I was just like, 13.
Aww,
yeah.
Damn it.
13. Because I know I'm going to be. And he pisses me off.
Yeah.
Monty pisses me off. But I love the dog.
Yeah.
But when he, and apparently people don't go in there with him on the last day. They just let
they
him
just
go.
Walk away?
Yeah.
Like,
the dog's looking around. Are we going
to
go through it together, man.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I can't just leave you out there after everything we've been through, man.
You got to go in with him. You got to hold his paw. He put his paw right here.
Dog,
gotta...
I was watching a TikTok one time, and I didn't realize what was happening. She was putting her dog down, but there's no caption.
Yeah.
She had a big old rod, huge head, and she's just holding the dog, and then his head was just like, and I was like, wait, what am I watching? She was like, we put down Bowser. And I was like, what the heck,
why
man?
Would you share
I wasn't ready for that.
Don't put
I
this on not, the app. I just
why
seen
would
a dog
you
die.
Yeah. Dude, the internet's wild, especially TikTok. When you like, you just be like laughing at a stand-up bit, and then that'll hit you.
It's a neck.
And then somebody's falling down, and they're
there's
like,
so much going
and they're
on.
Like, deaf kid hears his mom's voice for the first time. Jeez, man.
The emotional, the emotional shifts. Like constant temperature change.
It's just a dance.
Hey. Yeah.
And then it's this kid sees color.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the first thing.
Military vet comes home, sees his brother at his wedding. Jeez, man.
Those are the ones that get me.
What in the world?
The military vet is the catcher.
Man. Surprise.
Yeah. He takes the mask off.
Surprise.
Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Every time.
Happy man.
Every time.
And then the next one's like, every which time. Bottle will break going down the stairs?
Yep.
What is
and
this
I watch
at?
Those. I'd be like, which one?
Yeah.
The Zodiac sign is on each bottle. I'd be like, Taurus better represent. I'll be waiting.
And then, yeah.
Oh, that's wild. Because as much as Midnight get on my nerves, if he die, I'm out of here, man.
Blind like, military husband comes home, sees wife for first time. Jesus.
You're reading back like, wait, blind. I thought, so,
blind
is she
blind? Who was blind?
What?
That one video where that kid stuttered, and then the teacher, he gave the teacher the shout out for getting rid of his stutter.
Oh.
I was just like.
Yeah,
he was saying his name. My name's Michael Critchlow, and then they fast forward.
Yeah,
and the teacher was like, "Take your time."
Yeah.
Five heartbeats. Take your time.
Take your time. I take your time, man. Instant phone.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I was like, "You did it." You did it, man.
Dude, TikTok makes me cry regularly. Pretty often.
It's wild.
It is crazy.
It's wild to be in your room just trying to chill.
Yeah. Man. Naked in a hotel room.
Y'all be naked.
Scrolling.
I only get clothes on to get the room service.
No.
And do you take them right back off once they come?
Coming.
You ever throw the robe on in that scenario? No. That's a little
too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
Balls and chains is like, hey, man. Now he came on stage, exposed himself. Can't do it. As soon as the door closed.
Yeah, you have reached a level now.
You should be eating spaghetti naked, but I've done it. Bolognese.
Yeah. I'd rather have it, if it's not too hot, spill on me than my clothes on the road.
Because
I can go clean that off real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Yeah. For the record, I love my cats, by the way. I saw the comments. I'll be really sad when my cats go. But a dog, there's so much more personality.
It depends on...
Depends on the cat.
Yeah, man, because...
Either way, dog and cats are real sad. But, like, you lose a turtle.
Don't they live for a long time?
Tortoises will outlive you.
Yeah.
Like, we have a bunny.
The tortoise will put a goo down?
Yeah.
We've been through a lot.
He walks you in. Yeah.
I wouldn't leave you alone, man.
He had a piece of lettuce in his mouth. It's crazy, man. It's been 40 years. And they walk off.
He's going to adopt another human.
Yeah.
He's going to get another human.
Tortoise comes with the house. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Turn this off, Amir.